Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, little old me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on this beautiful Monday morning on onefewradio.com. And it is Monday morning, as I said. It is October 20th, 19. Yeah, let's go back in time. Oh my God. I can't believe I said that. It's October 20th, 2025. I think there's some alliteration in there somewhere, and that's why I went back to 19, whatever. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could do that physically? I've thought about that recently. Somebody brought that up to me about time travel. And like, if I could go back to, I think it was 1980 something. And they asked me, would you go back if you could? And I said, if I could go back, I actually would only go back if I could go back knowing everything I know now. I wouldn't want to go back if I couldn't be equipped with like all the knowledge and information and tools that I now have. Because, I mean, I was just a babe in the woods in the 80s. Had I known my own, like the enormity of my personal power and ability and just everything that I have learned and discovered and been given, you know, through spirit, the wisdom that I've acquired up till now, there's no way I'd go back without that. I just wouldn't, because I remember what that was like. And not saying it was bad, it was great. You know, I was a young adult and I had some really amazing experiences. I had some really crazy experiences. I had kind of a wild, what do you call that? I wasn't a child. I was a young adult. I had kind of a wild young adulthood, I guess you would say. And not wild like some people might think of it, but it was wild. It was definitely wild. I had, you know, experiences with people and, you know, probably a lot of stuff I've experienced that not a lot of people have experienced. And I'm grateful for those experiences, even though I don't want to repeat some of them. Others I would love to repeat. Others were really fun, but I could repeat them if I wanted to. And I probably have a few of them anyway. I'm being really vague here. I'm sorry. But if I'm too specific, big deal. Who cares, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you a few things. So back in the 80s, I would say the late 80s, not the early 80s, late 80s is when I was all hell broke loose. Because the mid 80s was, well, I was married in the early 80s, but in the mid 80s, I got divorced. And I got married and divorced very young, my first marriage. And so being married so young and then being divorced so young, I still had my whole life ahead of me. I was divorced at 25. So I was like, well, and I was married. Well, I was with this person for 10 years. We were married for like 7. And I dated him for like 3 or 4 before that. So it took up a good chunk of my youth, you know, my growing years, when I should have been out and, you know, experiencing different people and things and dating. Excuse me, one sec. So I kind of put that on hold and I got married, had a baby, you know, all at 19 years old. And so I kind of did it backwards. I don't recommend it. Although it did have its advantages now the advantages are kind of there, but still I don't recommend it. I think it's much better for women to wait until they're old enough, like at the very least mid to late 20s to have children. Even older than that is better as far as I'm concerned. You know, once you get into your early 30s, then I think you kind of be a little more settled. But you know what? You have babies when you have babies. Babies come. So anyway, mine came at 19. And so I was busy having babies and getting married and being married, and got divorced at 25 for various reasons. And then is when I went out and started like living the life. I, you know, ended up living a lifestyle where I had tons of money and tons of fun every weekend. And, you know, there are things about it looking back that I would now change, for sure. But all those experiences shaped who I am now. And I don't regret that much of it, honestly. Yeah, there are definitely a few things I regret and would do differently. But how can I say, truly, how can I say I regretted something when it shaped me into who I am today? And I really like who I am today. Because this version of me is, you know, pretty fucking spectacular, I'm gonna say. I'm wise. I am kind. I know a lot of stuff that I didn't know then. And I have learned and am still learning. And that is the thing that I will never stop doing, is learning. Because I feel like, excuse me, I have to put some lip balm on my lips as I talk to you. Because I can feel her getting dry, and I happen to be sitting in front of a very sunny window. So this lip balm has SPF in it. Okay, so let me get off track. Yeah, I really like, I love this version of myself, and I'm grateful to the past versions of myself who I can look back on with love and with compassion. And I say this because I want all of you to do that too, no matter what. If you've made mistakes, yeah, okay, make apologies to who you have to make apologies to. Change the behavior and make those repairs, you know, make amends. That's really important. If you hurt people and, you know, you don't change your behavior and you don't make amends, it's not the way to move forward. That's for sure. So yeah, I've done my best to always stay in integrity, because that's really important to me. And I get better at that all the time. Because sometimes, you know, it's confusing. You don't really know until you do know. And once you know, then you realize that, oh, maybe I need to change this thing or that thing. And we do the best we can. And that's why I love this version of me, because this version of me is the best version yet. And in another, God knows how many years, however long I live, hopefully there will be an even better version of me, you know, maybe like 5 years from now. Because I can say that today I'm very different than I was 5 years ago, and I'm better. And I'm thankful for that. So some of the things that I did, since I was so vague about it before, how can I share this with all of you? The easiest possible way. So I mentioned that, yeah, I was making a lot of money, when I was in my 20s, and, or my mid to late 20s, I should say. I wasn't making a lot of money before I got divorced. Before I got divorced, I basically had no money. And you know what? I didn't have a lot of money, but I remember still looking at life the way I do now, in a very matter-of-fact, stoic, oh well, this is what it is kind of way. And still being happy, because I think the happiness comes from a very deep well inside me. Because that's who I am at a basic level, and that's my Christ consciousness. Like, I always felt, didn't know what it was then. Not exactly. I knew it was God. I did, because I was raised Catholic. I knew it was God. But I never really knew what that place of peace provided for me, totally. And yet somehow my body knew. My body, our bodies are our barometers. So our bodies always know. Whether our minds go there or not, that's another story. But my body knew that everything really is okay. It really is. And I'm so happy to be able to say that, because I still believe that. And I had my memory refreshed really well this past few days by a very good teacher who is new to me, actually. And what he was saying was that if you're ever having a negative thought about yourself, especially, it's not true. And I've said this before, but the way he reminded me of it, like something really clicked in my mind and in my body. And it goes back to saying that, well, what he was teaching was, we're either in a powerful state, or a, I forget what he called it, basically a not so powerful state. It's either fear or love, right? So we're either in fear or in love. I wish I could remember what he called it. Powerful state, the opposite of powerful. Anyway, I can't think of the word. But we know when we're in either one, and you can't be in both at once. You can't be in fear and love at the same time, right? And our thoughts are the main driver of our state of being. It's not what's happening outside of you necessarily. It's your thoughts about it. And this is not new. But like I said, sometimes it's said in such a way that you can really hear it. And I did. And it really like stopped me in my tracks. And like, I know this, but this feels different. Excuse me, one sec. I think I need a drink of water. So that place of peace inside us is the powerful state, the place of love. And so when your thoughts creep in, and you're having thoughts that are less than loving about yourself or your situation, what's happening, you know, with someone else, or just, you know, thinking negative thoughts about yourself for some reason, know for a fact that those are false thoughts. Those things are not actually true. And if you think about it, you can actually prove this to yourself, because I did. When I look at my thoughts of how, you know, things have been out throughout my whole life, was I ever not okay? Really? And the answer is actually no. There was never a time when I was really not okay. There were times when I didn't like what was happening. But I was still okay. I was all right. I am still here. If I hadn't been all right, I wouldn't still be here. And it doesn't mean that everything was always fun, but I feel like, honestly, the way I handled things, taking them in stride and just accepting and allowing them to be what they were, really shifted the energy and carried me through the hard parts. And I feel like, I don't know what it is, but the energy of what I'm describing just feels so true and so hopeful, really, honestly. It's the way that it was delivered to me, this information, really landed. And I know, oh my goodness, I've been walking through, you know, the last 24 hours since I heard this teaching with a really calm sense of myself and my life, and just like everything feels okay. And if I seem surprised by that, I kind of am. Because, you know, for many of us, and myself included, everything has not always seemed okay. But it is. It really is. And so when I look at what's happened, you know, throughout my life, and all the things I've said, done, gone through, you know, been subjected to, whatever, or had the blessing and opportunity to have happen. I can look at it that way too. I'm still here. Isn't that something? And I know that whatever's happening for you right now, even if it's hard, I just have a feeling you're going to be okay. And you'll get through it. And if you need help, I'm right here to help you. Just reach out. Follow me on Instagram, reach out to me there, lori.the.love.sherpa. That's probably one of the best ways to reach me because I'm always there. I'm on Instagram a lot. I consider Instagram part of my work because it spreads messages. And what I don't get to say to people in person often can be said, you know, through a post on Instagram. And anything I ever post there is always 100% meant to draw you into your power, your love, your integrity, your best self. And sometimes some of the things I post are triggering. They can be. And sometimes we need to be triggered in order to shift and change. Because often we get stuck in either a negative thought pattern or a limiting belief or a misperception of some kind. And all of that's fear. And all of it's not true. But we believe it because we don't know. At that moment, we're doing the best we can, but we don't know. And so it's easy to misinterpret something that someone else says, or something you see, someone wrote, you know, whatever. Or even, you know, a meme posted on Instagram. Easy to misinterpret someone's words if you are coming from a fear-based place. That's why it is really important to heal whatever wounds you're still carrying. And what that does is clears your perception, allows you to see everything more clearly, everyone more clearly, yourself included. And the best way, honestly, to heal wounds is simply to let go of them. And that sounds simplistic, but it's actually true. Surrender, allow, let spirit come in and shift that energy, because that's the only way spirit can do it, is if you let go of what you're carrying. And you realize that it's not true. That's not who you are. So, the man outside with the lawnmower is distracting me slightly. I'm trying to ignore it. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook page in case you have questions, which I hope you do, because I love answering questions. I mean, I could talk like this the whole hour, and I have, but I want you to be able to find me. So go to your device, computer, iPad, phone, whatever you've got, just like I'm doing. And I'm still dealing with this update. The update has given me more steps than I'm used to. Okay. The phone update, I should say. Go to 12radio.com, and that will take you over into the 12radio website, where on the left side, you'll see some options. And if you hit chat, that will take you right into the 12radio Facebook page. And just scroll down if you're a member. If you're not a member, just join the group, and Serena, my wonderful producer, hopefully will let you in. If she isn't juggling babies and other things, and me, she's juggling the baby in one hand and me in the other right now. So, and I'm sure like 10 other things as well. So, but no, she's great. She will let you in. And once you're in, and if you're already in, just scroll down. You'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you'll see my face smiling and happy. Because that's who I am. I'm a happy individual, and I am happy to be able to say that. Okay. My goodness. Someone won't stop texting me. People, you have to wait till I'm done with my show. Okay. Hard to be this popular. No, actually, it's very easy. Okay. Hey, Rob. I'm happy to see you. All right. Hey, Renee. Happy to see you as well. I'm happy to see everybody here today. Good word. Surprise, surprise. You actually knew what day it was today. Edward's been having some timeline issues, let's call them. He said, blessed morning, love. I have admittedly not been around for a month, as my sense of time has been ungrounded. Yeah, no kidding. I wouldn't suppose you have a tip for me to recenter myself, would you? I'm sure I do. Let me say hello to everybody, and then I will come back and answer that. Yeah, you feel a little ungrounded, for sure. I don't know if you meditate, Edward, but that's what's coming. I feel like you need a good grounding meditation. Yeah, let me feel into that. Hey, Pamela. He says, Lori, missed you last week. We missed you too. I always notice when you guys aren't here, especially those of you who are usually here every week. So yeah, your presence was missed, Pamela. And Tara's here. Hey, Tara. She says, hello, beautiful. You know what, Tara? right back at you. I am feeling pretty beautiful. And that is that makes me happy to say that. And I hope you're all feeling beautiful, because you're all such beautiful souls, I swear. Rob, right? Okay. Rob says, I'd love to go back and spend a week as my 20s, early 30s self. You know, I would too. I honestly would. But like I said, I don't think I'd want to go back and do it without knowing what I know now. Because I feel like things were great. Don't get me wrong. You knew me then, right? We've known each other a long time. Things were great. And we had a lot of fun, but, especially you and me, we had a lot of fun, but oh Lordy, it was just like, I know so much more now than I did then. And like, I don't know if I want to give that up, because where I am now, like I'm in such a good place and I love that. So, but yeah, to go back and just kind of like experience that again, even without what I know now. Yeah, maybe for a week. I think I could handle that. But promise you'd have to be there, Rob. I would be remiss if I said that it wouldn't be more fun with you there, because it would. All right. Excuse me, one sec. Okay. Hey, Quelly. It's good to see you. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. Blessings to you too, Quelly. Blessings all around. We all need the blessings, right? All right. Pamela, yeah. Pamela says, I would love a message if you have time, Lori. I'm a bit out of sorts today. You want to know something, Pamela? As soon as I saw your name, I felt it. I'm not kidding. I could feel your energy. I could just feel like something's a little off. I hope that you can just kind of go to that place at peace and realize that, you know, you're okay. Spirit's got you. I really want to remind you of that. And yes, let me see if I can pull a card for you. I believe I can. All right. Oh, Rob, you're so sweet. Rob says, you have always been a glass half full, positivity and light personality for as long as I've known you. You have no idea what that means to me, honestly. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you. Because, you know, we're all human, and I just feel like that's who I am. And yet I have my moments where, you know, I can be short-tempered. I can. But then, you know, I'm learning to call myself back from that. And I've been learning that for a long time, and I've gotten better. But still, there are things that we get triggered by, because I'm human. I get triggered too, you know? And I don't think that that's anything that can't be forgiven, because it's not a horrible thing. You know, we fuck up and we can forgive ourselves. We can forgive other people. And know that we're all doing the best we can. And we are not doing things to hurt other people intentionally most of the time, you know? And if we are, it's a very unconscious thing. But I would wager to say that most of us here are not trying to hurt other people on purpose. That's just not who we are. So I really appreciate that, Rob. That's such a lovely thing to say. I'm taking that to heart. You made my day. You really did. Tara, yeah, fear is false evidence appearing real. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really, really is, because it does appear real, because it's very apparent in our physical experience that, you know, obviously bad things happen. We're not imagining it. But everyone's experience is their own. And that's why I keep saying that. Because you can see something that's bad happening, you know, far away or next door or whatever. And you can see it, but you don't have to dwell in it, and it doesn't have to affect you deeply or adversely. You can you know, a lot of people I know are sending a lot of light these days to situations and people that they can do no more for, or they can't really control. You know, we can't do anything about a war in a far off land, but we can send light, and we can send, you know, love, light, same thing. It's energy. You're sending energy. Not your own energy, but source energy, the energy of God that is who you are at your core. So it is, all the energy we have always comes from God. It always comes from spirit, because that's who you are. Like I said, at your core, you are an infinite spiritual being walking in a human body for a while. Only a while. So let's make the best of it while we're here, right? So let's do our best. And we always are. We really always are. And I get a little emotional thinking about how we really are all trying so hard, you know? So maybe we give ourselves a break and we let ourselves off the hook and we realize that yes, in this very moment, we are all doing the best we absolutely know how to do from our level of consciousness in this moment. And when we know better, when our consciousness knows better, that's the important part. Our human, you know, and our consciousness, they go together, but they're different. And sometimes the human knows better, but the consciousness doesn't. I don't know, that sounds strange because the consciousness knows everything, but the consciousness and the soul, I think, are a little different. The soul knows everything. The consciousness can always rise. Sometimes the consciousness can be very low. The awareness, let's put it that way. Our awareness isn't always that high when we're not in a good place, but it can rise when we get to a better place. And if we allow it to. And the way to do that is simply to surrender, trust, allow, and know from that place of serenity and peace inside you, which is your God force, that everything really does work out. And like Abraham Hicks always says, everything is always working out for you. That's one of my favorite mantras. It really is. Everything is always working out for me. I use that one a lot. And I also surrender to God all the time, constantly. And that is when my life works best. I kid you not. And the reason that I can say all this is because it's already worked for me so many times. I'm not making this up. This is life experience. This is what I do. Okay. So in human design, I'm a projector. I'm a 3-5 splenic projector. The 3 means for me, I learn through trial and error. And then I teach everybody about what I learned so that you don't have to go through the same thing. So that's what I do here on this show. I teach you what I've learned through my personal experience. I teach you the things that I know, the things that have happened to me, because I feel like that's honestly, for me, the best way to teach someone something, for me. Other people learn differently. That's, I chose that path. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like the path of least resistance, but for me it is. It's actually the easiest way for me to learn something and then to teach it, which is my purpose, one of my purposes, to teach. I don't spew all this stuff for nothing. I only, I try only to talk to people who I know are truly listening. So if you're here, I know you're listening, and you're a captive audience, but you can leave anytime. You're not that captive, but you're here because you want to be here. So I don't go up to random people anymore and give them advice like I used to, because it doesn't always land well. But for those who know that this transmission that's coming through me is spirit-based, you're going to know that it's true. Or I wouldn't be saying it. It's that simple. It's spirit-based. It's spirit energy coming through me when I talk. And it's also my own human life experience in this physical body that I have learned so much from in my humanness, in my humanity, and in my spirituality. And so I want to be able to help and teach all of you with that. So let me go back to the Facebook chat, and I also want to pull those cards for you guys, because I know that, you know, life is challenging sometimes. And I totally get it. All right. So as I pull up and refresh the Facebook page, let me make sure I said hi to everybody. Oh, hey, Ryan. Good to see you. Oh, Rob says, yeah, I hear you about blowing your top. Reeling myself back in before hitting DEFCON 1 is a trait I have just recently begun to master. Yeah. You and me both, Rob. And I have to say that testosterone is considered a, you know, male hormone, but women have it too. And at this stage of the game, I kind of have to go with, like, trying to balance those hormones, if you know what I mean, you know? So I recently started, like, a little bit of testosterone, and holy shit. I did it once before, and I stopped because it made me so angry. And just recently, I started a little bit more because I basically had none. You know, when you go through menopause, your hormones just fall away. And it's hard to imagine, but it's, for women, it's like, it's as if a man suddenly, honestly, was castrated. That's what it's like. This is what all the doctors say it can be likened to. It's like losing all your testosterone. All of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden, but gradually. Kind of all of a sudden, though, because some things happen kind of overnight. But anyway, long story short, my hormones are pretty well balanced, except for I didn't have any testosterone left, like none. And you really need testosterone. Women need it as well as men for, you know, maintaining muscle mass, maintaining skin, tightness, you know, just maintaining. Otherwise, you know, your skin gets saggy and your body starts to break down and your internal organs, your heart doesn't function as well. Honestly, I'm going to say, you know, if you can do, when you're at menopause, if you can do bioidentical hormone therapy, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, it's really important because it really does help all of your bodily systems work better. Because without your hormones, life's rough, really rough. So my testosterone was a little low. So I started to supplement a little bit about a month ago. And I definitely feel the difference in my response. It doesn't, I don't feel ragey, but I can get set off a lot quicker. That's not a good thing. It actually is a good thing though, because I'm getting to reel myself in and really practice what I preach with using my tools, right? Because if you've got loads of hormones just going kind of nuts in your body, it's going to make you a little wild and crazy sometimes. So you have to realize that that's all part of it. But yeah. for men, I feel like a lot of men who fly off the handle really quickly, they have a lot of testosterone. They really do. And it's not always a good balance. You know, you have to have enough of all the hormones. So anyway, that was my point, was what Rob was saying. Yeah. It's important to know how to respond instead of react, right? Okay. So let me pull Pamela's card, because I feel you, Pamela. And I do not want to let you go unattended. This is important. You're all very important to me. So I want to do whatever I can to help. And I hope that some of what I've said, Pamela, already has been helpful. All right, we're gonna go with this one. It says the angel of relaxation, Pamela. And if this card resonates for anyone else, often these cards are for more than one person. So if it resonates for you, it's for you too. But Pamela, you've got the angel of relaxation. Let go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want. It's pretty clear cut, right? Like I was saying earlier, letting go and trusting, all of what I was saying before applies, all of it. Okay. Okay, the angel of relaxation. Everything will fall into place and become clear when it is meant to. So do your best to switch off and take it easy for a while. The angel of relaxation has appeared in your reading to help you relax. By keeping your focus fixed on all it is you wish to happen, you are, in a way, preventing the natural flow of events to unfold. Right? Because when we become attached to an outcome, that's when resistance comes in and makes it more challenging for that outcome to unfold. So, surrender any project or concern to the angels in the knowing that all is being taken care of. Focus on all you have achieved to date and on all your many blessings and on the fact that you're still here and you're basically okay, I hope. Okay. Take time to nurture and pamper yourself and start to do more of those things which nourish your soul instead of worrying about the future. By relaxing and letting go of desired outcomes, you create the space for the angels and the universe to give you what you want. Trust. And I mean, isn't this perfect for what I was just talking about? I mean, it goes hand in hand with it. Everything, this whole show today has been, you know, about the theme of trust. It really just is. Because that is, I believe, the lesson that Spirit wants us to learn most of all. Because once you learn that, you've pretty much got it down. Excuse me, one sec. Gotta drink some water. That lesson of trusting and allowing everything, even when it's hard. Because I know there are times, you know, like you fall ill or something, or, you know, it's hard to relax and trust. But I mean, sometimes I think that's almost the point of why Spirit has these things happen. Sometimes the universe is just trying to get you to sit down and relax and rest, because you're not giving your body any rest. And so it lays you out for a while. So you have to rest. That's kind of how I feel. That's what I feel is the truth a lot of the time. I've known that, you know, when it's happened to me in the past, you know. Like when I got COVID, I literally was laying in bed about 90% of the time for 2 months. 2 months. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess Spirit just wanted me to take a break and get some rest. So that's what I did. And I just went with it. And eventually I got better. I got a lot of rest. And it's really funny because I took pictures, like when I had the energy, I took selfies when I was pretty sick. And I actually didn't even look that sick. I lost 10 pounds in the process. So my face looked a little bit gaunt, but I looked really well. I looked thin, but I looked well because I was resting so much. It's crazy. So was COVID a blessing? I would have to say in a way it was, you know? There are always going to be blessings, even in the negative stuff. So if you can, try and keep that in mind, Pamela, because I don't know what's happening for you exactly, but I definitely feel the energy of it. And I just want you to just be. You know, just be. Just know you're going to be okay. You really are. That I know. Because this other stuff that's negative feels really real. But it can shift. It can shift so fast because I've seen it shift. I've seen very physical things that seem like they are really harming us. I've seen them shift pretty quickly most of the time. You know, sometimes it takes a little longer. That's okay. Spirit's timing is always perfect. So you hang in there. All right. So I did not want to neglect what Edward asked. You know, the thing that recenters me most, Edward, is simply using my tools and going back to my faith in God. And I feel like if you're not that spiritual a person, I think it's harder. I really do. But I feel like even if you're not, you still know that you are this energetic being. There's something in you that is breathing you and allowing you to be alive, basically. And I think the meditation would really help you. I think just a breathing meditation would really help you. Just focusing on your breath for 5 minutes, you know, just to get centered and still. I think that would really help you. And you could do that anywhere. You just calm yourself. You could do it standing, walking around, whatever. You don't even have to close your eyes. Although it does help to like sit and close your eyes. Just even if you can only do it for like 1 minute. Sit, close your eyes, and breathe. And just focus on the in-breath and the out-breath. And realize that there's something greater than you that is breathing you. Because you don't think about it usually, right? You just do it. So you're not controlling that. You can't. You're alive because you can't control it. Your breath. So try doing that because I feel like that's very centering. Also, I like to take my shoes off and go outside and stand on the, you know, the white part of the concrete, not the black part, because that's all like toxic man-made chemicals. But the white part of the concrete generally is all made of natural substances. And so you can either stand on the white part of the concrete or you can stand on the grass, as long as there's no dog poop. You have to be careful around here because you never know who's picking up after the dog and who isn't. But stand barefoot on the ground for a few minutes and that in and of itself is, you know, the earth. When you're grounding, you're earthing, you're allowing the energy of the earth to center you. I like that. That really helps me. And to just breathe while you're doing it, you know, intentionally. Maybe do both at the same time. Maybe stand or sit. I like to stand because I like to put my feet on the ground. And just, you know, keep your eyes open if you want. And just breathe for a few minutes. And just focus on your breath. Focus on the stillness in your body. And allow yourself just to feel present. And you can even say an affirmation or a mantra. Like, I am here right now. I am here and present in this moment. And that, I feel, will help you bring yourself back to the present moment. There are a lot of tools I can give you, and I'm sure I'll think of more. So we can always revisit. But I think that would help to start. So let me I also, for you, Edward, I feel like having structure, some sort of structure that you can change, not the same thing all the time every day. Because obviously, I know your human design type is a manifesting generator, and you are a 5-1. So I know you don't want to be doing the same thing every day, all day long. I know you want to infuse your days with something that brings you joy. And that can be different on different days. But I do feel like having some sense of structure would help you. At least for part of the day, like maybe do some sort of work for part of the day and then do something you enjoy the other part of the day, if you can do that. I feel like that would really just like get your head in a place that's a little more centered. I really do. And your body as well. So try that. Let me know if it works. And I hope it does. I think it will. So Ryan asks, does spirit have any messages about tapping into internal authority? I think I might need to a little more information about that. And I think I might need to focus on that next week, Ryan. Your strategy and your authority are very distinct things in human design. And I would love to go into more of that. So maybe ask me that next week, because I only have a minute left. And I really want to give it the attention it deserves, because it's a really good question, and I thank you for that. But right now, I am going to make room for Serena to come in up next with her show. And I just want to say how grateful I am for all of you, and how grateful I am that we're all able to come together and share our thoughts and share our words and feelings. It just makes me so happy. I get so much pleasure from doing this show with all of you. Really, it's so wonderful for me to be here with all of you. And I'm just grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for this life that we get to live. I'm grateful for this beautiful day. I'm just grateful for all the blessings in my life. And I'm open to more. Thank you, Spirit. I'll gratefully take more with an open heart and open hand. Hands. Open hands. So I love you all, and I will see you all next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody.